This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Hope you enjoyed our conversation from Los Angeles with the voice of the blues, Chris Kerber, and the Billiken analyst, Earl Austin Jr. Martin and Chuck will be here at 12 o'clock. But right now we have Sonis Collins in, and we have Annie Mayrose. They are with Care to Learn. And folks, there's a lot of great charitable organizations in the St. Louis area. But this one is one of my all-time favorites because they absolutely impact the community, and you can see tangible results every day with kids across this area. Annie, tell our listening audience what the objective is for Care to Learn.
Certainly. Well, first, I just want to say thank you again for having the opportunity to elevate the reason behind this mission and the reality that so many kids in our community are facing. Our mission is to provide immediate funding to meet emergent needs in the areas of health, hunger, and hygiene so that every student can be successful in school.
So, Sonis, how does this whole thing get going? Does somebody notice, hey, there's some kids that maybe are not, you know, blessed with clean clothes and, you know, nutrition and just all the great hygiene items? Annie, explain the story.
Yeah, if I can jump in there. We really partner with the school district. So across the state, we work with 34 school districts and rely on their expertise. They know their kids, they know their communities, they know their families. So they are the ones that can identify that need. So whether it's a bus driver, a cafeteria worker, a teacher, a counselor, a principal, they are the ones that identify that need. And ultimately, that need is filled within 24 to 48 hours. So it's filled quickly. And we really prioritize the student's dignity and confidence.
Yeah, I imagine you really have to be careful and gentle. Take us through that process. A teacher would spot a student and he'd kind of see the problem?
Yeah, so for example, a bus driver, it's, you know, like the polar vortex we've been facing here. A student comes to school without a coat and it's 5 degrees out. That bus driver can alert the chapter liaison, which is our partner in the school district that is filling that need on the day-to-day basis. And so right then and there, they can provide a voucher for them, that student, to go out and purchase their own coat and pick it out. And so encouraging that freedom of choice in terms of confidence boosting, the chapter liaison can go out and purchase it themselves for the student, or a lot of the systems and infrastructure that we place is with vendors in the community, so can order things online. And basically, really quick response rate return, whether it's a domestic violence situation. Recently, we had some students that were facing some mental health issues and the local shelters were full. And so we were able to provide immediate funding to provide a hotel stay for those students because the local shelters were full.
And does it continue throughout the remainder of that student's career?
So it's focused on immediate crisis support. So it's definitely focused on an emergent need, whether it be health, hunger, or hygiene, medicine, clothing, lice kits, bed bugs. And we work within the surrounding community to make sure that there are partnerships and support set up over the long term. So we provide that immediate support and work with the community to identify long-term solutions.
All right, so how big are you and how many kids do you think you've affected?
Well, across the state, we work with, again, 34 school districts that totals about 100,000 students. And here in St. Louis, we have the privilege of partnering with 5 school districts, which includes Hazelwood, St. Charles, Bayless, Wright City, and Warrenton, and that totals about 30,000 students.
So you go into those schools and you say, hey, this is what we do at Care to Learn. Can you let us help? Is that basically what you do?
Yes. So essentially we provide startup funding to start that partnership here in the St. Louis region and work with that community to set up solutions that are appropriate for them. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. So it's creating those relationships in the community with the local dentists, the doctors, the Walmarts, the Dollar Trees, so they can meet their student needs in the appropriate way for the assets in their community.
Give me those school districts one more time.
Certainly. They are Hazelwood, St. Charles, Bayless, Wright City, and Warrenton.
I would think one would be an ideal area would be St. Louis City Schools. Are you, that's your next move, or what do you think?
We would love to be partnering with St. Louis Public Schools, and I've had some meetings with them, and we are kind of in conversation right now. But we are very interested in prioritizing growth in the St. Louis region and wanting to start new chapters. And so part of this great opportunity today is to raise awareness about the issues in our own backyard, and that we want to start new chapters and are looking for the right fit in terms of partnerships and wanting to work with new school districts in this area.
So, Sonis, there is a big event that's going to fund this thing. And it's, by the way, it's on my birthday. It's very nice of you to do it on my birthday, Friday, May 10th. Applause, remember that day because you can pick me up something too. So this is how you get this all funded. This is how you pay for everything. It's going to be at the Coronado. Tell our listening audience about it.
Sure. It is part of how we fund this organization. The event is a James Bond-themed event. It's called License to Care. It's on Friday, May 10th at the Coronado from 6:30 to 10:30. And guests are encouraged to dress creatively on theme. We also will have casino games in our VIP area, and you have a chance to actually enter a raffle there and win a trip to Vegas. We just have so many fun things in store for you that night. We have soulful live music by Laika, 007-inspired dancers and themed entertainers.
Wait a minute, hold on a second here. 007-inspired dancers? Does that mean Halle Berry, who's in one of those movies, could be showing up at this?
Yes. No.
Pause it. Let's go. You and me don't go together.
No, we'll have a dance performance
to
that
theme. Little James Bond music?
Correct.
Now, that
yes.
is really cool.
I know. We're very excited. It's
you
something new.
You can have
new.
All the rap music. Give me all that old James Bond music. That is really good.
Yes.
It's an excellent menu.
We will
Not
have.
I'm kind of a foodie. What do we have serving?
So we're still working on that, but there will be, it's a buffet menu and you have so many things to choose from. We did that last year as well, and it was a hit and people loved it. So lots of choices.
Pausey, you're a fan of buffets because those are the magic words, all you can eat?
Yeah, absolutely. Throw some wings out there, some lasagna. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, food stations. really fun.
Yes.
Oh, different like.
Yes.
Ooh,
different
like
layers, yes. Different tastes.
Like walking into like one of those malls that have all those different types
there
of
There you go.
Restaurants.
Similar.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good. All right. So the premier silent auction items, I know,
yes.
Wait a minute, the guy running this, I mean, one of your big guys knows everybody in town.
Well, yes, we are very honored.
Can we
locally,
mention his name?
Of course. Locally, the Care to Learn St. Louis is led by an advisory board led by Don Sorensen.
Yeah, so if Don is involved, there's going to be some pretty big name things.
And we have some amazing talent, sports-related talent on our advisory board as well, including Jim Edmonds, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, and Brett Hull.
Yes. So we would anticipate, in terms of the silent auction items, some items signed by those gentlemen.
That is in progress.
Yeah.
In progress. And one more thing about the silent auction items. We understand that not everybody can make it to the event but still wants to support. So this year, you can actually bid on those silent auction items remotely.
Great idea.
And so there's more information to come on that. Make sure that you follow us on our Facebook page, Care to Learn Greater St. Louis, for more information. And it's also going to be on our website at caretolearn.org.
Perfect. So we have a lot of people that are collectors here, and I know you're going to have an unbelievable silent auction. So caretolearn.org, and then it's a / license to care, license to care.
Correct. And that's where you would go to be a sponsor or also purchase tickets. So again, it's caretolearn.org/license to care.
Okay. A final thought. What about athletes on hand that night? Do we know yet?
We are hoping that all of them will be supporting Care to Learn, as they are very active advisory board members. And we had last year, we had Jim Edmonds. He was a big bidder of the night, and Jackie Joyner-Kersee was there as well. And Jackie just actually did an amazing video for us that's being released this week promoting why she is dedicated to this mission. And it's phenomenal. She went out to our partner in Hazelwood School District, and it's just really touching.
See, if he wanted to leave the hospital, and enter a world of sports producing. See, I think Brian's like number one sports producer. But if your guy wanted to leave and become a sports producer, he would be the best ever. Because all he does, he just looks at his phone. Hey, Brett, I need you to show up here. Hey, Jim Edmonds, I want you to show up here. Hey, JJK. I mean, he knows everybody, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's the greatest. This is awesome. Okay, so one more time. If somebody just wanted to learn a little bit more about Care to Learn, how do they do it?
It's just caretolearn.org.
All right, ladies, greatly appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's Sonas Collins and Annie Mayrose joining us. Now, Brian, you want to tell us about one of our... Oh, we got a little James Bond
music. Live and Let Die.
Very nice. Oh, that is good music. Very, very well played. All right, Brian, you want to tell us about one of our big events coming up
tonight?
Yeah,
got a couple of things. Hot Shots O'Fallon, Illinois.
Don't
tonight, TMA Live. Don't miss it, Plowsy.
Can't miss it,
no
actually.
One's missing it. Yeah, can't miss it. But we got Doug Vaughn-inspired T-shirts. We got TMA-inspired T-shirts. You can win a dinner with Doug Vaughn. Got to show up there, get a raffle ticket. Hope you win the chance to play in the trivia. That will determine the winner. However, if you're not a part of that, you can still go to Hot Shots on O'Fallon or any of the other Hot Shots. There are 11 of them in the St. Louis area. And you can sign up for a chance to win opening day tickets brought to you by Budweiser. End of March, Cardinals, Padres. Manny Machado, Paul Goldschmidt at Busch Stadium. You can honestly you can say that's never happened before. Those two guys in the same ballpark at Busch Stadium, rather. So that'll be fun. Hot Shots, Anheuser Busch bringing you that. Chance to win tickets for opening day of the opening day ticket giveaway brought to you by Budweiser.
Here's a great question. Check out Votto's career OBP, Mr. Walk.
Oh, really high.
Love me some Joey Votto.
Also, oh. I'll update you on the poll that we have about what corner outfielder you want to see. 427.
Wow.
Which I believe he is the active leader.
Does an intentional walk count towards OBP? Yes.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Bonds has an astronomical.
Right. Why McGuire was really high, too. Yeah.
Oh, did we even write down? What is Bonds' OBP?
Bonds.
Would he be second all time behind Ted Williams?
He's got to be. Maybe 444.
If it isn't, pretty good still.
Tony Gwynn's would have to be.
On base career. Second all time. Bonds is six.
Okay, give us the top.
Okay. So Ted Williams, Babe Ruth. Great hitters.
Oh, yeah.
John McGraw is third. Billy Hamilton is fourth. Not that Billy Hamilton.
No.
The other Billy Hamilton. Lou Gehrig, fifth. Bonds, sixth. And then Joey Votto is 12th all-time. By the way, a quick update, Frank. We posted the poll about an hour ago. Question, what corner outfielder combo do you want to see more this year? Option A, Marcelo Ozuna and Dexter Fowler. Option B, Jose Martinez and Tyler O'Neill. 120 votes. So decent sample size. Two-thirds of the vote going to Jose Martinez.
Oh, I was right, O'Neill. Even with the percentage. Although I would do the third option, the Bryce Harper, Marcelo Ozuna, but that was not an option.
Right.
Won't be an option. But I figured that was going to be around the number. And Jose Martinez, as he should be, is loved in this city.
Yes, he is.
All right, since we've made it kind of a stat-conscious show, I want to leave you with my...
Every show is.
Yes. My favorite stat in baseball history. You know what it is? It's Joe DiMaggio with 361 home runs and 369 strikeouts.
Yeah, you probably won't see that again.
God. Now, and he also was a guy, well, yeah, his OBP is good too. But I didn't think Joe drew a lot of walks, but maybe he drew a little bit more than I thought.
I missed the Ty Cobb players.
Almost the 400.
8 home runs, 111 RBIs,
yeah.
Single-digit home runs.
Like Rogers wants to be.
Just unbelievable. Yeah,
Tommy Hurt, too.
Alan Craig came close to that.
Yeah.
You're right. And where is Craig, by the way?
San Diego. He's in the Padres system. He actually had a pretty good year in AAA last year. I want him to get back just once.
Yeah.
Get him back in a major league uniform.
Two very good texts, same theme related, Splashback Deuce. Understatement of the year, Frank saying he's kind of a foodie.
Kind of.
Frank saying he's kind of a foodie is like the Pope saying he is religious. All right. Charlie and Martin coming up at 12 o'clock. Good work. Tomorrow we're back here, correct?
Back here. We got Slop and Dan Bonner.
At 11 sharp.
At 11
right?
sharp. I was told by CBS he's got to be on at 11. I said, I think I can make that work.
All right. Thank you, CBS. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 22.